Thank you, Vice Chair, Assistant High Commissioner Triggs, and Director Tan. The United States wishes to extend its appreciation to Assistant High Commissioner Triggs for her service and advancement of UNHCR's important protection mandate, and we wish you well in your future endeavors. We are living through a moment in history with an unprecedented number of people on the move. Russia continues its brutal and bloody invasion of Ukraine. Afghans continue to flee their homeland. And in many cases, the world has pulled together to support people in these and other crises. However, the need for humanitarian intervention is consistently outpacing the resources available, and we see no sign that this is changing. As we face this reality, we must be creative. The United States is taking a whole-of-government approach on innovation, finding solutions, and building partnerships to make real changes for all people on the ground in the places we serve. Protection is key to durable solutions, including resettlement, to which the United States is particularly committed. Within this context, it is crucial to acknowledge the unique vulnerabilities faced by certain refugee populations, including LGBTQI+ refugees. Protection for all refugees, but especially those in more vulnerable situations, must be at the forefront of our resettlement strategy. We have made unprecedented efforts to rebuild our refugee resettlement program, and today we are processing more cases more quickly than at any time in recent history. In addition, we've strengthened our humanitarian diplomacy on resettlement issues with the launch of the Resettlement Diplomacy Network. This has created space for sharing innovative and best practices to deliver better solutions for resettled refugees and the communities receiving them. Complementary protection pathways are another critical piece of this strategy. Across the Western Hemisphere, in coordination with UNHCR and IOM, we are establishing safe mobility offices to address the challenge and promise of migration and protect asylum seekers from a treacherous and often deadly journey. In addition, the U.S. granted temporary protected status, or TPS, to hundreds of thousands of nationals from 16 countries on 4 continents, protecting them from return to unsafe conditions. TPS also enables people to work in the United States so they can participate in our economy and send vital financial support to their home communities. In addition, the United States has granted humanitarian parole pathways to Afghans, Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, Ukrainians, and Venezuelans to seek safety in the United States, and family reunification parole for nationals of several Central American and Caribbean countries. Furthermore, the United States is working to advance protection in large-scale protracted situations where refugees have lived without basic rights for decades. We are partnering with governments to advance economic inclusion and social protection. This often means freedom of movement, the right to work, and access to documentation. We are working closely with the private sector to find win-win investment opportunities in refugee hosting areas in places like Kenya and Colombia. In partnership with the World Economic Forum at last month's UN General Assembly in New York, the United States helped launch a call to action, challenging companies to invest $10 billion in global frontier markets by 2030. We are working hard to promote concrete commitments toward this goal by the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos in January 2024. As President Biden said at the UN General Assembly, the United States is promoting reform at the multilateral development banks, which will help ensure that development resources are directed to the most vulnerable people living in fragile environments, including in places facing climate crises, such as Rohingya refugees in Cox's Bazar and Basanshar in Bangladesh. We believe these efforts over time will have significant protection impacts for refugees, and importantly, the countries that host them. The upcoming Global Refugee Forum in December is an incredible chance for all of us to highlight our successes and our challenges, to exchange ideas and to promote real change. I know I speak for our whole delegation when I say that we are looking forward to hearing your innovative new ideas and humbly sharing ours.
I thank